August 15th, 2017, regular board meeting. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truax?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Item 1.03, the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item 2.01, approval of the July 18th regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truax. Do I have any discussion?
Yes, we'll need to pull item 9.02 at Ms. Tenero's request for a different action.
We're on approval for minutes right now. You got one step ahead of us.
Premature. My apologies.
Okay. Any other discussion about the minutes? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Item 3.01, approval of the August 15th, 2017 board meeting agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda, Mr. Superintendent?
No, I'll assert that. Yes, we need to pull item 9.02 for additional discussion. We've had a number of, obviously, with the start of school tomorrow, we have a number of last-minute hires that we also added to the agenda, and I believe two special education contracts, which will also be discussed tonight.
All right, thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truax. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll, please?
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. And now, item 4.01. This is a fun one to start off the year. We have a special guest, Stephanie Dodd, the state board member of the State Board of Education, and she's going to come on down here and talk to us about some recognition our schools have received.
President Begany, Vice President Truax, members of the board, and Superintendent Brown, thank you for having me this evening and allowing me the opportunity to present to you the banners you will hang in your schools showcasing their STEM designation. Again this year, Baldwin Road Junior High, Reynoldsburg High School East STEM, and Reynoldsburg Health Sciences and Human Services STEM Academy maintain their STEM designation status while you add two new Reynoldsburg schools to this distinguished list, Herbert Mills Elementary and Summit Road Elementary. Ohio has been developing the STEM school concept for the past decade, and the designation program that exists today distinguishes schools that emphasize the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in their curriculum. STEM schools are learning environments that encourage design and inquiry-based learning. To earn the distinction, your schools had to form working partnerships with both public and private entities, including higher education and business organizations, and offer a rigorous, diverse, integrated, and project-based curriculum to students. Reynoldsburg City Schools is committed to preparing the future workforce for jobs that will be in demand and well-paid. Students in these schools are actively engaged in teamwork and learning research and critical thinking skills that will help them to be successful in life no matter what career they ultimately choose. I am honored to present each of these five schools, the most in the state, by the way, with a banner containing a special STEM designation that they may display in their school. I hope this will help community members recognize the good work being done here by leadership, teachers, students, and the community all working together. Thank you for the forward-thinking attitude of the educators of your district and for your support and leadership. Your dedication to STEM education will have a tremendous impact on your students and their community. I hope that the 2017-2018 school year will be your best one yet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before you leave, I know we have a few administrators here. If the administrators from the schools that are here could come down, I felt just a little photo opportunity to get a picture with the banners, I would really appreciate it. Herbert Mills and Summit are on that side.
I'm not photobombing, I promise.
Thank you.
Round of applause.
Yes, definitely a round of applause for everyone involved. Just to let you know, for the administrators back there, there is one of the cardboard rolls for transportation. We do have them aside, unless you just want to walk around with them the rest of the night, and I'd understand. There you go. Thank you again, Stephanie Dodd, for coming in and presenting us from today. We appreciate it. Items 5.01, board members may speak on different topics of this time. Mr. Whitman.
Well, I'm excited to be here at the beginning of a new school year. I went to the convocation yesterday, and that was a really rousing kickoff, and I hope everybody is ready to have an awesome year. Welcome, Mr. Brown, in his official capacity here for the first time. Looking forward to seeing some people at the Tomato Festival this weekend. I understand that the district and the REA are going to have a joint booth or something, is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mrs. Dunlap.
Just thank you all for coming out tonight. I'm getting excited with two at home as well, starting the school year. One tomorrow, one the next day. I'm beginning to feel some of those jitters myself. I know at convocation, I was talking to a teacher, and she said, I was talking about those jitters, and it reminded me of a book. There's a teacher who kind of hunkers down, and you're reading the whole book thinking it's a child who's reluctant to go to school, and you find out at the end it's the teacher. And sometimes the staff members themselves get a little bit anxious, a little nervous, so that I was a little surprised to hear that fictional picture book was actually true. So convocation was amazing. It was electric. The feeling in the air was just outstanding, and I know that enthusiasm will continue, and I know will segue to the rest of the year. Welcome to our new staff. It was wonderful seeing some old faces, but then some new as well. I want to welcome them. We do have an innovative community, a warm community, a loving community, a collaborative community. Vigilant, a vested community, and a diverse community, and mindful community. And I welcome all the new students and the staff to Reynoldsburg. I also wanted to just put a shout out to a senior who graduated. I guess she's not a senior, she's a graduate. She will be attending DePauw University and is leaving in a few days. But Abby Hudson Como was named National Leo Club Member of the Year, and over the summer she was named International Leo Club Member of the Year. So I thought that was pretty outstanding for Abby, pretty outstanding for our district, and it says a lot about the care and the love not only of our students but the staff who helped to instill that in them. On a side note then about the Tomato Festival and Leo Club, I'll segue into the fact that they are collecting Lego sets in memory of Braxton Long, who lost his battle with cancer this summer. So make sure you pick up some Legos and take those to the Tomato Festival when you go and drop those off at the Leo Club tent. And good luck. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year.
That's it. Mrs. Tenero.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Mr. Truex.
Thank you, Board President Megany. I have to say that Monday I went to the convocation, and I had not been able to go to the prior year's convocation, and I was overwhelmed. I can't adequately put into words the feelings that I have over. I'm still just in shock and in awe. To see that many smiling faces, and to see our district educators, administrators, food services, bus drivers, janitorial custodians, you name it, everybody was there. And Superintendent Brown and your staff. It was amazing. I can't say that I've ever been to anything like that. The feeling, as board member Dunlap mentioned, it was electric. It was more than that. It was the culmination of a lot of things that have been going on to see the impact of our community's work coming together to start this school year off was just absolutely amazing. Job well done. Thank you to everybody that was there. It was, I'm looking forward to next year's because it'll be tough to top. But school starts tomorrow, so everybody be ready, and good luck for the next school year. Thank you.
I can't really say any more than what already has been said. I did, at the function at the end, if you've seen the picture of the script R, it's the first time, because I was never a band person, it's the first time I was actually involved in something like that, and that was kind of cool to see. Good luck finding me. But I'm in there, I promise. Beyond that, come out to the Tomato Fest and enjoy the last little bit, and best wishes and luck for our staff, students, and everyone else in our community for a great school year. Moving on to item 5.02, we have to appoint a delegate and an alternate to the Ohio School Board Association annual business meeting. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer for this? Well, that was fast.
Oh.
All right, how about this? Let us nominate. Do I have a nomination?
Okay, I nominate Rob.
I would accept.
Okay. Do I need a second for a nomination?
No, you guys can just nominate a delegate and an alternate, and okay. Then you'll need to vote on it. And just as FYI, there's paperwork that you have to fill out tonight that I have to submit to OSBA, so whoever you are, just see me after the board meeting.
Okay. I only volunteer because I'm planning on going anyway, so do I need to submit that paperwork to you tonight? Even if I'm just going?
All the delegate and the alternate need to fill out paperwork.
Okay.
All right, so we have Rob Truex on board, listed as the delegate. Are there any other nominations for the delegate position, or shall we just appoint and then someone else can be the alternate? And obviously Mr. Whitman is going, so we don't have to worry about that.
Well, if that's the case, then I will nominate Debbie Dunlap as the alternate, if Neil is going to go anyway. Or we can split the responsibilities.
All right.
Only the delegate can get into the business part of the meeting or the alternate, so that's what you're appointing tonight.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we have a motion on the table for Mr. Truex to be the delegate and Mrs. Dunlap to be the alternate. Do we just go through the regular motion process?
Yes.
All right. Do I have a motion for that?
So moved.
So moved. Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Second by?
Seconded.
Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? All right. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Congratulations to our new delegate and our alternate. The argument will be settled in the parking lot. item 6.01, Superintendent may speak at this time. Mr. Superintendent, take it away.
Thank you. President Begany, members of the board. There's so many things I could talk about, but I want to start by thanking the community for the manner in which I've been welcomed here. It's been rousing and exciting and overwhelming and just I've loved it. I loved every minute of it, and I want to thank the community for what we've done to begin building a coalition, if you will, on behalf of our kids. That excites me, and I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be, so I'm excited about that. I also want to thank our staff, our teachers and our staff, for getting our classrooms, our buildings, our buses, our facilities and everything ready to go for tomorrow. It's been a long haul to get there, but we're there, and I told them it doesn't matter because the kids are coming anyway, and we better be ready. So we're excited about tomorrow. We'll be out and about in schools all day long. I don't plan on going to my office until much later in the afternoon, as I want to spend some time at schools and see kids and basically see the reason why we do this work. There have been so many moments that I couldn't even capture over the past couple of weeks. But just this week, in reference to convocation, it was fun. And I think we demonstrated what we're capable of when we all come together to facilitate something on behalf of our community and our kids and our families. In addition to that, going to the back to school nights and the meet the teacher events and the meet and greets and the Raider check-ins, I tried to stop by almost all of those, and I may have missed one or two, but It wasn't because I didn't try to get there. It wasn't by omission, by any stretch of the imagination. So it's been great to get in schools and see our community thriving and see our kids ready to go on tomorrow. So I just want to demonstrate my thanks for everybody who's been associated with making that happen, and demonstrate also how humble I am to be here, and thank the community for that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 7.01, visitors that have requested to speak before the board. We have one scheduled visitor, Mr. Jim Rodemeyer. I believe you know the way to go.
President Begany, Vice President Truex, members of the board, Mr. Brown, other administrators, and friends. Tomorrow starts, doesn't it? Mr. Begany, I think that the state of the district was a little bit overreach, but that's okay.
No pressure.
My name is Jim Rodemeyer, and I reside at 1020 Ruskin Drive, and am a 45-year resident and taxpayer of Reynoldsburg. First, let me congratulate you, Mr. Brown, for being the successful candidate for the superintendency of Reynoldsburg City Schools. We have met on a couple of occasions, once in your office for a lengthy discussion of issues, and once on the golf course. Our discussion in your office was frank and honest, and I appreciate that. It has been said that a person can tell a lot about another person's character on a golf course. You are just what this district needed. A learned, honest person who plays by the rules, doesn't take himself too seriously, and looks to improve himself and others at all times. I look forward to many more such meetings in the years to come. And I put plural on years. One of the issues that we discussed was that of building trust with the community and the teaching staff and classified staff. Your leadership, and I stress the word leadership, in the recent successful teachers' contract negotiations went a long way to building that trust. I also congratulate those on both teams who came together as reasonable people in a private, professional, and ethical setting and display give and take, a free exchange of issues and ideas to reach a binding agreement, all in the spirit of the collective bargaining law of Ohio and good faith bargaining, all in 4 days. I understand that neither side was totally content with the agreement, but that usually means it's a pretty good contract. It was a gift basket, all right, but not for the teachers or the board, but for the community in general. That does not have to suffer through what it did 3 years ago. Specifically, it was a gift basket to the most important people here, and that's the kids, who now have a new, fresh start to a new school year. Yes, there is a fresh new breeze blowing through the district. The offices and classrooms, as you implied, have been readied. The teachers left yesterday's convocation with some smiles and excited to meet the challenges of the year to come. We have a board which is ready to do what is right for the kids. Might I repeat myself also? We have one of the finest treasurers around, and I make no bones about it. She has kept this district solvent through some difficult years and has tended the finances in a highly professional manner. So the district is in the best shape financially it's been in years. And we have that to thank you. Now I must add a word of caution. Those who wish to dismantle and destroy public education still lurk amongst us. They are the ones who want to cut as much program as possible, no matter the needs of the kids. They want to run off all veteran teachers because they cost too much. They want to cut special education and discourage parents from having their kids evaluated because it costs too much. As an aside, I am very pleased to see on tonight's agenda all the special education groups that are on there, which can screen, assess, develop IEPs, and place kids in the least restrictive environment under the tutelage of a trained professional. Many kids need special help, and it is the law for public education to help them, not to ignore them, because it costs too much. I urge the board to vote to approve contracting with all of these groups. Past boards and administrations have attempted to stifle and suppress free speech and collegiality among the board and administration and teaching staffs, and the community in general. It is my vision, and hopefully the vision of the current board and administration, that in order to make this the best of all possible districts, that we strive to allow free exchange of ideas, a full discussion of issues, and a professional approach to what is good for kids. In conclusion, it is easy to become complacent and apathetic. In order to have the best board members, which beget the best administrators, which beget the best teachers, which begets the best school district, you need to scrutinize each person who would want to be a board member and vote for those people who place the kids and meeting those kids' needs first. I thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts with you this evening. Do any of you have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Madam Treasurer, did we have anyone turn in a speaker slip by chance?
No, we did not.
Okay. All right, then we'll move on to item 8.01 and 8.02 that are up for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Madam Treasurer, if you want to share a little bit about these items.
My section tonight is very short. It's the monthly financial statements for July of 2017. And as we do every August, on for your approval is the annual appropriation measure. What this does is it sets the budget for all of our funds, not just the general fund, to operate throughout the year. Periodically, we'll be bringing back modifications to these appropriations. And as always, once the forecast is approved by the board in October, we'll modify the general fund appropriations. It's currently based on last year's. These are very similar. It's around $107 million. I think last year was like $106 million. So we're right in line with where we were last year. And that's all that I have tonight.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Section 9, 9.01, 03, and 04 are up for action. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion on items 9.01, 03, and 04?
I was going to add, you'll see our OTES evaluators are being up for approval tonight. They will be conducting those throughout the year with our teachers. OPES evaluations will be conducted by myself and Dr. Cosgrave.
Welcome all of those teachers and administrators and staff members to our district. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll for items 9.01, 03, and 04?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Item 9.02, certified staff. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 10.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05 through 12, I'm not reading the rest of them, are all up for action. These are what Mr. Rodemeyer referred to earlier, a number of special education services and partnerships that we have to make sure our kids have the best opportunity to learn throughout the district, no matter their needs. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Tenero. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
Are these the same? I went back to my minutes from last August, and it's hard to find. Are we, it's our annual voting on the same contracts that we've had before, just re-up them?
Correct, with the exception of one. Speech therapy services provider we had before no longer has a relationship with us, so we set up a different relationship with Upper Arlington Speech Services, Speech Therapy Services.
Any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 11.01, 02, and 03 are all up for action this evening. The first one is to confirm the travel to New York City for the Encore Seniors. And then Future Ready Columbus Statements of Work, Master License and Service Agreement, which I'll let Mr. Brown talk about, and an updated Memorandum of Understanding with Harrison College. Mr. Brown, did you want to talk a little bit about the Future Ready?
Sure. That is formally what was known as Learning Circles. There was a statement of work that was not shared and had an incorrect date on it that we need to have, get approved coming here tonight. The same work is in place. That is actually a $25,000 contract that we actually get for free. We're slated to have to pay for that. I believe it is in 1920 when that grant that funds that will run out.
Any other discussion?
Well, Mr. Brown,
did you say 1920? I'm sorry.
The school year 1920.
Okay, got you. Just wanted clarity on that.
Mr. Brown, I know I had asked earlier, but just the Harrison College MOU, no significant changes there?
No,
or?
That is something we are going to be taking a look at for this school year now. To see how we can provide additional services to kids and they have additional opportunities. That is an organization that we've had a relationship for a bit, but there's some things we'd like to assess in that relationship going forward.
Okay, so looking to expand?
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now we just brought it back because it had an incorrect date and the one that was previously approved.
Okay.
So it was just we were fixing a date.
Thank you.
And I was looking at this also, and I noticed that our way of paying for the College Credit Plus classes with Harrison is a little different from our other partners. So so here they you for most of them we just pay per credit hour, and it's based on either our separate agreements or the Ohio Revised Code. Like the maximum is $166 for credit hour, but with various other deals, sometimes it's $135, and then it's less depending on if we take the classes, you know, at their campus or on one of our campuses. Or, you know. But through Harrison, it's $6,000 per
section.
So basically, so if one student enrolls, I'm trying to make sure I understand. If one student enrolls in one class, it's $6,000. If 10 students enroll in that same class, it's still $6,000. But if 10 students enroll in that one class and then another one enrolls in another one, then it's $12,000. Okay. I'll vote to approve it now because I don't want to mess up anybody's plans that's already got classes planned for Harrison, but that it strikes me as a little weird, and I'm glad to hear that there's going to be some further, you know, investigation.
Sure. You've actually identified one of the things we wanted to look at in that relationship. Also, we would never have a class where less than 15 to 18 kids, well, I won't go that high. I'll say at least 10 to 12 kids were in a section for a class of that nature. If we were in the event of having kids, a less number of kids enrolled, that's probably a class that wouldn't run.
Thanks for the clarification.
Sure.
Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
We need a motion and a second.
Oh, motion. I thought we did that. My bad. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap, second by Mr. Truex. Now, any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Some policies. Items 12.01, 2, 3, and 4 are up for discussion. This is our, in essence, a first reading, but they will be reviewed after we discuss tonight, and they'll be put on for action at the next month. Mr. Superintendent, if you wanted to go through some of the items to let everyone know what we're talking about.
Sure. On the web content policy, this helps us to make sure our website is compliant with the recommendations of the ADA, and it's compliant in that regard to have access to the website for anyone who doesn't have access in the way it's currently set up. There's some things that there are a number of school districts who are confronting this throughout the state, and I would imagine throughout the nation in reference to this issue. So we're one of those same districts, and we're taking measures to make sure our website is compliant. As far as the first read that you have tonight, there are some things I'd like for us to discuss that we would certainly need to perhaps add to it. We need to designate someone as our webmaster, if you will. That would be the contact person. And I want to get some more clarity about web services and apps and how they might be actually monitored throughout that process for instructional use. So there are some things we can still discuss as far as that's concerned.
Okay.
Let me go to the next one, which is... We have a lot of paper tonight. The next one under, I believe, staff relationships. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. We want to make sure we're not in a situation where someone who supervises someone else is actually conducting the supervisory services of that person. So that's on for first read. A realignment of our student absence policy to align with ORC and the requirements of the state. That's there as well. And then a revised FERPA consent form, which is how we disclosure that we could access or get access to information that's necessary to make sure students comply with the absentee policy.
Any questions?
I had a couple about the relationships policy. Could we put that up? Okay, at the end of the first paragraph, it said a relationship includes a single date, and so I'm assuming that multiple dates would necessarily be that too?
Correct.
Okay, so no getting out by saying, well, we had three dates, so it's okay.
Correct.
Okay, I would recommend maybe putting even a single date. And also, what if it's like not exactly a date, they're just kind of hanging out? That's what my son would say.
In a social environment?
Well, you know, like, you know, it totally wasn't a date. We just, you know, they came over and we watched some Netflix. You know, that's, you know. I just think we need the term date. I mean, it's slippery enough even with, you know, our own students. And I imagine it's we better have a little more specificity on that, you know.
I don't disagree. That's something we can certainly discuss, perhaps get more clarity on that.
Okay.
I just had a question about the student absence policy. And I kind of saw that after the second time that I looked at, I saw all the
changes.
Yeah, a lot. So is that all driven by changes in the state law?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And obviously some of it I know was from going from days
to hours.
Right. But there were some other very, very significant changes.
Yeah, the state has taken a far greater stance on requiring districts to monitor absenteeism and how they try to curb absenteeism. So a lot of legislation was passed just a few months ago that requires districts to comply with basically the language that's there, including the formation of committees to address that issue with mm-hmm. individual students. It will take some work on our part to make sure we implement that with fidelity.
Okay. Well, and this is, I guess, a sort of out of curiosity, was the driver's license suspension, was that new or was that always there?
That was always there.
Okay.
That's not new.
All right. That kind of hit me. All right. Thank God. I haven't had to look at this yet, so. I mean, on a personal level.
It's coming.
And on a personal level. That was it. Thank you.
Seeing no other discussion. May I have a motion? Or did we already get that? Seated.
It's discussion.
That's right. That's why I was thinking I hadn't made a motion. All right, so we'll revisit those and talk about those next month. Items 13.01, 2, 3, 4, and 5 under business and operations. I will turn it over to Mr. Chris Reed. Welcome.
Thank you. 13.01 is a resolution to participate in the Meta Solutions bus bid. That does not tie us into buying 5 or even 500 buses. We just have to advertise and be part of that advertisement. The bus routes were put out, I want to say that was last Thursday. They are posted online, and the Transportation Department is fielding any questions.
Is that the best way to, if someone has a question about their bus route or a particular bus stop or something along those lines, the first stop would be, again, just the bus garage through
Correct.
Transportation?
We're also using social media.
Okay.
To answer frequently asked questions, that type of thing. Eligible schools for payment in lieu. Tim, if you can maybe help me out on this one.
I think what this probably is, and we can double check with Teresa and Transportation, is I think we have to say which schools we won't be able to transport to, and then we'll approve students on a case-by-case basis, and you'll see those for payment in lieu put on the board agenda. We typically try to bring a big group all at the end of the year, but it requires parents to turn in paperwork, and sometimes that comes straggling in throughout the year.
Thank you, Tammy. And 13.04, and this is very similar. I believe this is based on also the proximity to a school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those are leftovers from this school year.
Yes. Lastly, 13.05, surplus items. These are food service items that are surplus and also items from St. Pius that we are surplusing for them. Any discussion, I can obviously open up those PDFs.
Any other discussion?
Can I ask a question? Sort of, are books surplus items or just larger materials?
Larger materials and for the majority, technology,
okay. Yes.
That type of thing. Mm-hmm. Out-of-date technology is the largest part that is surplus.
Mm-hmm. But books are not. Do we approve books on these?
We sometimes do. We've had books listed on them before.
Like textbooks.
Okay. So we
Yeah, mostly out of date or close to end of life.
Okay.
All right. Seeing no other discussion.
Need a motion.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. The next item is 14.01, move to executive session for items A2 and A7. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. And we will be back with action. And for those of you with calendar, please mark Wednesday, October 4th at 6:30 p.m. That will be our Raider Homecoming Parade. Again, that's going to be October 4th at 6:30 p.m. And the theme is a night out in the city. So get those ideas for your parade floats ready. All right, we will be back after executive session. All right, Madam Treasurer, let the record reflect that executive session ended at 7:46 p.m. Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. There will be no action this meeting. It will be moved to the month of September. Now it's time for us to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.